Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. Well, hello. Again, I'm Glovina Williams, and in this episode, we're going to talk about getting to higher ground, or simply, how do we transition to the next level? When we think about purpose, really the question is, what drives us? What is it that we can be persistent about? And it can even become a labor of love. What is that tenacity that we have, that commitment, our very reason for being born? So this purpose, it does have phases, segments, parts, chapters, various levels. And the purpose is like a checkoff point. It's a checkoff point at each phase, and it takes you to a higher level of fulfilling what God has called you to do. For the current level you're on, the question is, what do you need to do to get to your next level? And think about this for a moment. How do you think you can apply these paraphrased Bible references to your current phase or chapter of purpose? Listen to this. Here's some tips on getting to higher ground. How can you apply this to your time right now, your phase, getting to higher ground? Listen, become as a little child. Don't agonize over situations. Commit your way to the Lord and trust Him. Pass. Think about this. How can this help you to get to the next level? By delighting yourself in the Lord, knowing that nothing is unimportant to God. He's concerned about everything that concerns you. And never despise, continue to believe that God has a plan for your life. Hey, we're talking about getting to higher ground. Don't dwell on negative thoughts. Don't ever become envious of what someone else has done or someone else possesses, or someone that has reached higher ground. And begin to think, speak, and believe that things are going to work out for you, because our words and actions, they literally connect us to God's power. I want you to think about those things. And as you do, let's look at Joseph. We're going to look at a biblical character today in getting to higher ground. We're going to look at Joseph. And I'd like to share a personal story with you. When I was a very young woman going through the various trials of life, I remember I went to my aunt's house, my very beautiful aunt, and I just simply asked her a question. I said, "Auntie, do you have a Bible?" And she responded. She said, "Yes, I do. I have your grandmother's Bible." And I said, "Can I see it, please?" And she went in the bedroom and she brought me the Bible and she placed it in my hand. And I found a quiet place in her house. And as some of us do, I just opened the Bible. I didn't have a definite location or a particular scripture. I just opened it. And my eyes fell upon the story of Joseph. And I began to read about Joseph. And as I read about Joseph, I began to identify with his trials, with the struggles that he had, with the setbacks that he had to deal with as he was moving to higher ground. So this story is very dear to me. Often I look at my life and I compare it to Joseph. So let me just read one scripture for you right now. It's Genesis chapter 41, verse 46. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. I want to say today that transitioning into the next level of your assignment, it may seem challenging. And perhaps you're even questioning, what will it take for me to get from this point of my assignment into the next level? Now, how do I get to this ordained destiny of my life? Listen, deciding to yield to God and to go to the next dimension of your purpose is one of the most important decisions you will ever make. I said, making a decision to yield to God and to go to the next dimension of your purpose, it is one of the most important decisions you will make. What I'm saying is it's a choice. It's a choice. You can elect to stay where you are or go to your higher ground. Although you've reached a level of success already, perhaps there's a level of notoriety in your life. It really doesn't matter how many accolades people shower upon us or how much potential we have. If we never achieve what God has called us to accomplish, it's not going to profit us very much. I want to read an application to you. I call this an application for kingdom living. Here's an application, and it is biblical, but it works for everyone who will put their heart into it. It's Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 19. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon high places. So how do we get to those higher ground places? How do we go from level 1 to level 2, from level 3 to level 4? How can we move from fearfulness to boldness? From fearfulness to boldness. How does someone who continually seems to fall short finally overcome and reach higher ground? What does higher ground look like? That may be someone's question. What does higher ground really look like? Well, God has given us an example by providing us into Joseph's life. Joseph is one of the tribes of Israel, as well as he is Abraham's great-grandson. He's the 11th son of Jacob. And Rachel was Joseph's mother. And Joseph was Rachel's first son. And I'm telling you, Joseph was really loved by his mother and his father. But I also want to add that Jacob favored Joseph. The father favored the son. Animosity between Joseph and his other brothers. And this hostility was magnified. Let's just get a picture here. The hostility was magnified when Jacob gave Joseph, his son, a robe that some call a tunic, but it had many colors. And so all of this played a significant role in Joseph's life. Joseph was a dreamer. He was one that had visions, and he had goals for his life, and beautiful things would be revealed to him in dreams. So he was trying to get to higher ground as well. Now listen, Joseph was 17 years old, and God spoke some things to his heart. But how was Joseph to move toward accomplishing what God called him to do? with all of this opposition? And how will you move and accomplish the things that God has called you to do? And you may be facing opposition. I'll mention it again. Joseph was only 17 years old. He was a young man. So we can contribute part of his mistakes to his youth. It may have been because he was young, he was inexperienced. This could have been a factor in him not realizing when or with whom to share his dreams. You know, beloved, we have to be careful when we share and relay our dreams to others. And this is what Joseph did. He shared his dreams with his brothers. Don't forget, I told you, they were a bit envious of him. He was his dad's favorite. And there are times when it's not the season to broadcast our dreams. It's not that others can stop what God has purposed, but they can throw unnecessary obstacles along our path, sometimes causing pain, delay in reaching our higher ground. So dependent upon your fortitude, some you may share your dreams with maybe someone, hey, I'll say it like this, you may share your dream with someone and they're able to talk you out of it, or at least cause you to delay what you know God has given you direction and instructions for. You know it in your heart. And of them delays that are God-ordained, it's just part of the process. It's part of the maturing. We just need to be sensitive to the inner workings and the inner speaking of the beautiful Holy Spirit that is on inside of us so that we can discern the difference. So God's purpose for your life, it'll surely come to pass as you yield to his plan, even in the face of envy. I'll say it again. Even in the face of envy, even betrayal. Can I go so far as to say, even if someone stabs you in the back, there's no one who can prevent you from getting to your higher ground if you surrender to the direction and the instructions of Almighty God. You know, I mentioned that on this road to purpose, on the road to higher ground, there are different phases. There are different places where we stop along the way. And believe it or not, sometimes there are some dry places. So we have to even learn how to thrive, not just survive, but thrive in the dry places. You know, going through a dry or being in a drought, it's not on our roadmap. We don't have that down there. As you're on your way to higher ground, as you're on your way to fulfilling destiny, you don't see on there, stop here. You're going to run into an obstacle. You're going to have a tough period in your life. It's going to be a bit of a chapter that's going to be a little difficult to make your way through. It's not on the roadmap normally. But there are occasions when a dry place, only place in which we can be groomed for our higher ground. I'd like to say that again. On some occasions, a dry place is the only place in which we can be groomed for our higher ground. So we talked a little bit about Joseph and the anger and the envy that was shown by his brothers toward him. His brothers envied him so much that it drove them into irrational thinking. And the Bible is full of examples of great men and women who endured numerous challenges as they were headed into their higher ground. We could look at Moses, Sarah, Abraham, Esther, Ruth, Paul, and so many more. Joseph was no different. He was thrust into a dry place at the hands of his brothers. But he was under the watchful eye of God the Father. So while all of Joseph's brothers, they plotted, they actually plotted to kill Joseph. But the oldest brother, Reuben, he prevented them. And however, in order to soothe the brothers' anger, the brothers were so angry and wanting to destroy Joseph that Reuben, he permitted the brothers to cast Joseph into an empty pit with no water. Now, this is Joseph, the one who was pampered by his father. But now he's the one that's in a dry place. Then when one of the brothers by the name of Judah, when he saw these Ishmaelites, he talked to the other brothers and he talked them into selling Joseph into slavery and telling their father that Joseph had been killed by a wild animal. Then after the Ishmaelites purchased Joseph, they sold him to Potiphar, who was a high-ranking Egyptian official. We're talking about a dry place. In this dry place, Joseph encountered multiple tests this young man had to endure. This is where Joseph, believe it or not, this is where he begins to mature. Haven't you as well matured many times in the dark places of your life, the dry places? He matured emotionally. He matured spiritually. He gained insight and wisdom. His gifts, his talents were even sharpened in the dry places in his life. Joseph was away from his family. He was away from his father that pampered him. And now here this young man is in the role of a slave. But even in that horrible situation, he's learning how to thrive. He probably initially thought that he was going to die. I mean, it's like, this is over. It's over for me. I'm in a strange place. I'm away from my family. But instead, this young man began to soar. The reasons, I believe, is because of his attitude. He knew that God was with him. And I'm going to paraphrase this scripture. It says, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of the Egyptian. And his official saw that the Lord was with Joseph and that the Lord made all that Joseph had to prosper. Joseph thrived in a dry place, my beloved. It is all in how we choose to view things. Joseph was literally in training ground. Your dry place, if you look back, it has been your training ground. It was the place where you were being groomed to walk into your higher ground. You can be in a dark place and the Lord be with you. But if you continue to kick and scream and refuse to yield to the directions and the instructions of the Most High, you're not going to thrive even in the not-so-good times. Because Joseph did not permit his circumstances to drive him to crawl into a corner and begin to cry, he chose to do his best where he was. And then it became evident to Potiphar that the Lord was with Joseph and that God's favor was upon Joseph. And it gained him favor in the eyes of you, my beloved. You may be in a dry place right now. But if you can just take a moment and take your eyes off yourself, and I want you to begin to focus on the assignment. Your outlook can shift and propel you into your higher ground. And the beauty of it, when you thrive in a dry place, it spills over into the lives of others. That's right. As you succeed in those tough moments, in those challenging times in life where you feel like there is no answer, how did I get here? And some of us may even say, where is God? In those times, if you begin to propel yourself and begin to focus on why you were created, what is your assignment? How can you move further in developing yourself to execute your assignment? That will begin to spill over into the lives of people that are around you. So as you thrive in a dry place, others take notice. And at times, some might seek to become even attached to you. Hey, look like you're going somewhere. And they want to be attached to you. They want to come along for the ride. And if you resist, sometimes they may try to sabotage you. This is what happened to Joseph. After Joseph was promoted, Potiphar's wife, she took notice to Joseph, and she tried to force herself upon him, but he resisted, told the biggest fib on him. This accusation forced Joseph into the next level of his training. So what was meant for evil began to turn around for Joseph's good. It didn't look good. Often, what we have imagined to be the road to higher ground is not. Hello. The path is frequently not easy, and it challenges your faith and your stamina. Be strong in those times. Be persistent. Take time to gather your faculties together and bring all of your thoughts into clarity and to one point. Just don't let your thoughts get scattered all over the place. Perhaps if we knew what all was involved in getting to higher ground, many times why God doesn't reveal the steps and the places and some things he doesn't put on the roadmap for us to see. But he knows it's there, and he's going to be with you. And even if you have a tendency to direct God or instruct God or design your own goals, the road will be rough. If we reject what God presents to us because it doesn't resemble what we thought it would look like, it's going to be an arduous uphill battle to higher ground. And if we're the type of individual that becomes a quitter, you won't reach the higher ground. If we don't trust God, we won't get to the higher ground. Although the road to higher ground may even sometimes seem unfair, God has a way of taking what is meant to bring you down, what is meant to destroy you. God can take it and elevate you. Joseph was unjustly thrown in prison because of that accusation from Potiphar's wife. It was not easy, but he persevered. And while in prison, he was given favor with the prison warden, who eventually placed Joseph in charge of all the prisoners. See, Joseph is even, he's excelling. His gifts are being fine-tuned. He's been appointed like an overseer of everything that even occurred within the prison. He was sharpening his skills in a dry place. If you're in a dry place, and say if you're going through a major transition in your life and you have a lot of time on your hand and you feel like you're stuck and you're not moving forward, this is an excellent time for you to begin to not only grow closer to God, not only to enhance your spiritual life, but this is an opportune moment to advance your intelligentsia, to increase your education, increase your skills. Listen, you can sharpen your skills in a dry place. Joseph, he was being groomed for leadership in one of the most difficult ways that we can think of, but he thrived. It was in that dry place that Joseph met two assistants that worked for Pharaoh. They had been thrown in prison for various reasons. They had offended Pharaoh, but there they were in prison with Joseph. While in prison, both of these assistants, these two men, they both had dreams which Joseph was able to interpret. Pharaoh will restore you to your position. But Joseph asked one favor for interpreting the dream. He says, look, when you get restored, remember me, and please ask Pharaoh to bring me out of this prison. It wasn't that the road Joseph was on was easy. We know that. Even though he was an overseer in a prison, it wasn't easy. And he, I'm sure, apparently, he had moments where he felt forgotten. It was obvious by his, you know, he put forth an attempt to be exonerated, to be removed from prison. Yet he didn't sit around sulking or placing blame. Instead, he chose to thrive And even after the cupbearer was released and forgot all about Joseph, forgot about how Joseph had interpreted his dreams, Joseph still kept a positive attitude in check. You may feel it's your season to be promoted, delivered, or brought out of hiding. God knows the optimum time to place you on higher ground. Choose to wait on him and thrive where you currently may be. Your next level will come. Your next level will come. Well, Joseph did get out of prison, and Joseph was, he was promoted. And the way that he got out, he was able to use his gift to interpret a dream for the Pharaoh. So Joseph was removed from prison and placed in a high position. I'd say like equal to a governor. He was like the governor of Egypt. He was put in position not only to deliver the Israelite nation, but also to save the Egyptian nation. Joseph was fruitful in a dry place because he yielded. He listened to the directions and the instructions from Almighty God. That's how we get to our higher ground. My beloved, don't allow delay to cause you to believe that you've been forgotten. You must trust God has a divine plan for you. Even when you've been wronged, overlooked, demoted, set up, abandoned, betrayed, or whatever obstacle may have been thrown on your path, I want you to spend time. Spend time in the Word. Spend time praying, listening to God's voice, listening to the direction and the instructions. I want you to start today thinking about what you can say or do differently that can catapult you to your next dimension. What prayer can you simply utter to God? What scripture can you speak? Find a quiet place, my beloved, and listen as God speaks to your heart so you'll know which path to take. Come on, let's get in sync with God's plan for our life so we can get to higher ground. I want you to remember, I like to always remind you, how do you think you can apply this to your life? How do you think what we've talked about today that you can apply to the current phase of your purpose? So when we think about purpose and drive and persistence, tenacity, making a commitment to the reason for why we are born, this purpose, remember, it has segments, parts, chapters, various levels, and each phase will take you to a higher level of fulfilling what God has called you to do. So for the current level you're on, what do you need to do to your next level, to your higher ground? I want to thank you for listening and being with me. I also want to, I have two books also. One is Step Out on Faith. The other one is Applications for Kingdom Living. And I have two books that are basically they're on the horizon. And that is Waiting to Excel, Throw Jonah Overboard, and You Can Run, But You Can't Hide. If you'd like to reach out to me, please contact me on my social media. Have a wonderful time getting to higher ground. Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.